Welcome to That Deep Show. Tonight we're talking all about first upgrades and mods. There are new Deeples daily coming to the light. That means first-time owners of a Deep. We get mail almost daily asking what our recommendations on some first upgrades. Keep in mind, one upgrade always leads to another. So let's begin. Whether you're just a newbie or been a Deep owner for a while, we compiled a list of some first upgrades and mods you should get. Vince?
One of the things I get asked about continuously, and I see in different forums and things, is what size tires can I put on my Jeep? And it's kind of a trick question because, you know, Jeeps are all, they're all made kind of different, and it's hard for me to say what size tires you can fit on your Jeep. But there are some things you need to think about before you upgrade your tires. You need to think about what type of Jeep activities you're going to be involved in. Are you going to mainly be on the road, or are you mainly going to be off-road? So that would determine your terrain type, either all-terrain or a super aggressive, like an off-road type tire. Also, for me personally, I off-road a lot, so I like to have a lot of suspension travel. So from my tire to my fender, I have a lot of room. You may not want that. You may want to fill in that whole tire, that whole wheel well space. So there's a lot of different things you need to consider on tire size, width, and things of that nature. That's a hard question to answer, but that seems to be the first thing that everybody wants to do when they go to upgrade, you know, their Jeeps. The second thing is your bumper. Your bumpers are all the same from the factory, and everybody wants their own unique look and style. And there are a million different types out there. Just depending on what you want to do. Do you want a winch bumper? Do you want a bar on the front? You can put a light bar on or anything like that. What I like to tell people is to check your local laws, because some states have laws prohibiting the type of bumpers you're allowed to have. And really look at your prices, check some reviews with some of these companies, because some companies use subpar powder coating and things, and it causes issues down the road. And also, like you said, one upgrade leads to another. So you may find putting a bumper on looks good, but you may have to put different fenders on it or a different grill or something, you know, to get it to work right for you. So always look and always plan ahead is what I try to tell people. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Shane?
Well, if one of your upgrades is going to be the bigger tires, like Vince mentioned, it's crucial to upgrade your tire carrier. The factory tire carrier is designed to support the stock wheels and tire. Upgrading the size will require a new carrier to accommodate the weight and raise it in order to clear the bumper tire cutout. There are many different options available. As with any upgrade, do your own research and see what works best with your setup. If you plan on upgrading to just a little bit of a bigger tire, say like a 33-inch, you can use steel reinforcement plates on the stock carrier. These plates distribute the load more evenly across the stock carrier. For larger than a 33, your better option is to completely replace the whole thing, along with replacing the tailgate hinges with steel reinforcement. Another option for the larger tires is a tire carrier that's integrated with an aftermarket bumper. These systems are substantially heavier and more expensive. Beyond the spare tire carrier itself, keep in mind some spare tire carriers can potentially block your brake light. So make sure your brake light will be visible with your setup. If not, purchase a brake light relocation kit. Additionally, you may have to relocate your license plate as well. Just a couple of other things that I thought for a first upgrade. Entry guards. One of the most highly trafficked areas on your Jeep has nothing in place to protect paint from scrapes and scratches. Entry guards install easily, whether you plan on just daily driving or venturing off-road pavement. It definitely should be on your list. Which kind of leads me to a list of inexpensive upgrades. If you're not looking for major ones like tires or bumpers, here is a list of some great ones. Grab handles, very useful getting in and out of your rig. Replacement hood latches. The factory latches are a soft, stretchy rubber that isn't able to keep the hood securely in place at higher speeds. Also, some other things: seat covers, floor liners, LED lights. The list really could go on and on. These are just a few. So, Vince, what was one of your first upgrades on Sorrow?
Oh wow. There's been so many, it's hard to remember. When I first got Sorrow, he had a 4-inch lift on him and 35s, and I wanted to go a little bit bigger. So I actually came across a set of used coil springs that are 5.5-inch coil springs, and I picked those up, and that would probably be the first upgrade kind of thing that I did. I did do fender flares around that same time with a flat fender flare that to get more tire coverage. West Virginia, the laws are, you have to have coverage on your tires. So I kind of needed that. There's been so many things over the years, but like you said, a lot of the small things that we don't even think about that we upgrade, and it's amazing, really. So what about you? What's some upgrades you have?
Well, one of my first upgrades on my TJ was lift. I needed that extra clearance for the 35s I was wanting. So keep that in mind if you're wanting the bigger tires, you will definitely need some type of lift. What do you think, Vince? A lift is needed?
Yeah, I think definitely, but a lot of times people, when they think about a lift, they think of these high dollar lifts because I think that's what they see the most of. But you can actually just get like a little spacer puck lift and put in there. It doesn't cost very much. It's effective. You can gain a couple of inches. A lot of people want to get their head stuck on the amount of money that they're spending, but we need to just remember that these are your vehicles and make it, to what you have, what you want. What do you think?
Right, I totally agree. Because if we all had the same build, I mean, what fun would be in that, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and I love the uniqueness of every Jeep. You never see one Jeep that's exactly the same. And I think that's what is so cool. You know, on Instagram, there's so many different Jeeps. It's just really neat to look at.
It is. It is. I tell everybody that they're like adult Lego sets because you can just throw parts on, take parts off, and then, make it however you want to make
Right, that's a very cool reference right there.
it.
Okay, so that brings me to the fun fact today. In the mid 60s and throughout the 70s, Sears had a catalog for Jeeps as they sold every part from their many locations. This was to help people save money by keeping them away from the overpriced dealerships. And since Sears was huge at the time, Jeep parts were relatively simple and made to be worked on by anyone who knew their way around with a wrench. It served as a good alternative for those who lived around the popular chain stores and helped save some money on their Jeeps. What do you think about that?
That's pretty amazing. I know Sears has sold a lot of things over the years. Used to be you could get guns and different things from them. But yeah, that's pretty amazing. I didn't realize they did that.
Yeah, I think that'd be like really cool. All right, guys. So that's tonight's show. A special thank you to 4x4 Jeep Society and Jeep Element for making this podcast possible. Make sure to follow them on IG and Facebook. And I also want to remind you that this week is Topless Jeep Week. So make sure you participate in that. And there's an upcoming event that takes place in my state, which is Kentucky, for those of you that do not know. It's the 2021 Jeep Jamboree at Land Between the Lakes. It's going on May 13th through the 15th. For tickets and more info, check out their Facebook page, Jeep Jamboree USA. Also, it has a list of other jamborees that will be held all across the United States. Vince, shout outs.
As always, shout out to TNT Customs. Great people out there. Get your Jeep upgraded right there. Anything that you want, actually. They use code number TM is in Terrain Master 11. Save yourself some cash out there. Give a big shout out to the West Virginia Jeep Club. That's my home club. And we got this actually starting this month, the last Friday of the month, all the way through October. At local Buffalo Wild Wings here in West Virginia, we do Jeep nights. We pull anywhere between 40 to 100 Jeeps each time. We have an RTI ramp. We play games. We give away prizes. It's a good time. If you're in the area and you feel like swinging by, look us up and come by, see us, talk Jeeps. That's what I like.
Oh, that's awesome, guys. Make sure to check that out if you're in West Virginia. Also, make sure to follow at Fishbone Off-Road and at Christian Ramirez Designs on IG. And follow us on IG. We just started this page not long ago and we need some follows and some love. And if you want to send Vince some lovely fan mail or me, you can email us at thatjeepshow@al.com. And remember, what do we do, Vince?
We're going to keep it Jeep.